More offensive than Mandingo. More shocking than Behind the Green Door. More erotic than Deep Throat.
Hi, this is Herb Katz, and welcome to Dial a Dork, the Cleveland radio home for nerds, geeks, and dorks. For the next hour, we'll take your calls about your crashed computer, your hung-up software, your level 17 paladin, or whatever geek-worthy topic you have in mind. Call us at 216-578-1300 and let the Dial a Dork community assist you. And now, here's your Cleveland dorks.
I just wanted to say that now I'm a nerd.
Y'all ready for this? And hello, everyone. Welcome to your very special prime time, drive time edition of Dial a Dork. Hopefully, you've got 1300 on your car radio. You're driving home from work right now. You're looking for something different, something interesting, something better than the normal blather that's on the airwaves in this godforsaken wilderness.
We want to entertain you.
Our blather's completely different.
This is a whole nother brand of blather. My name is Irv. I'm here joined in the studio with Russ.
Yo.
With Matt.
Hello.
And I've got Drew on the line. Drew, are you there?
Oh, he's not there.
No, wait a minute. Oh, Drew, is that you, Drew?
Yes.
Okay. Drew, a.k.a. Dewey the Answer Man, is joining us via high-latency phone, apparently. And we are pleased to be here with you this afternoon, this evening. And before we get into the meat of the show, let's just pay the bills real quick.
Let's do that quick. Yeah. People are driving. They got things to do. Let's go.
Yeah, let's do this real fast. We just want to let you know that this week's show is sponsored by Nauticon, a.k.a. Not Another Con, being held April 8th through the 10th at the Holiday Inn downtown here in Cleveland Lakeside. Nauticon is the second iteration of a yearly technology, arts, and music event held in Cleveland, Ohio. This year's focus is on how technology and community intermingle. The event itself hosts speakers, events, games, live music, and a whole lot more. I think pre-registration is closed.
I think you're right.
I believe, if I recall correctly, ended last Friday.
It's all post-registration.
Now, I think you just got to pay at the door. But you can find out more at www.nauticon, nauticon.org. That's .org, not nauticon.org. And we'll be there. We'll be doing a special episode of Dial a Dork.
Dial a Dork.
You know what? Yeah, you got to tell the people.
Dork.
We are Dial a Dork from Mondays.
No. Oh, right. And normally, okay, you're hearing us now. Normally, we are on Monday nights on this station from 9 to 10.
PM.
So by all means, yeah, 9 to 10 p.m., please, if you're hearing us for the first time, join us again this coming Monday. You don't even have to wait that long. This coming Monday from 9 to 10 p.m. on this very station, or you can either go to dialadork.com, and that's hyphenated, dial-a-dork.com, and we are producing an ice cast stream, so you can even listen over your computer.
And if this is your first time, you can pick up on the old shows in our audio archives.
That's right. We have an archive link on the page. You can listen to our old shows, get caught up, figure out who we are, what the heck we're talking about, and then join us on Monday. We'd also like to thank VisionNet, our preferred ISP. VisionNet provides network consulting, website development, web hosting, internet connectivity, and VoIP services. That's voice over IP. For all your technological needs, contact VisionNet at 1-800-645-9351. That's 645-9351 or sales at VisionNet. That's VISN.net. And they're local. You don't have to send your money out of Cleveland. You can call VisionNet. All right. I think
that's the business.
That about does it.
Did we pay the bills?
Such as they are. We
all
paid
right.
the bills. If you want to help us pay the bills, you could advertise on this show. We could give you some of our airtime in exchange for your money.
And another way to get some of our airtime is to give us a call.
Yes, that's right. Give us a call, 216-578-1300, or email us at dorks@dialadork.com. And that's hyphenated, dial-a-dork.com. Email us or call us. And
we're looking for questions, you know, concerns.
Questions,
about the
comments, point us in a particular direction.
Questions,
let us know
about
that we're
what?
Sucking, whatever.
Questions about what? Computers.
It could be
technical.
Anything.
geeky, yeah, dorky
if you got
stuff.
Something else.
Actually, we're going to talk about music too. Tonight, so you can call us about that too, of downloading and ripping to MP3s and getting it on. So
legally,
of course.
Yeah, making archival copies of your previously purchased music. We would never dream of advocating copyright infringement
certainly
in this
not.
Program.
Certainly not. Especially when you've got services out there like iTunes and the soon-to-be competitor. I can't remember their name now. They're offering up music for 5 cents instead of a dollar. They're thinking of getting into the business.
Yeah, who is that?
I don't remember.
Well,
that's
right.
Some cheap music.
Russ has got it.
We'll figure that out.
If
somebody's out there listening, email us with the answer. Who is coming out with like 5 cents a song, competitor to iTunes? I know that. The new creative who came out with the new handheld device, the competitor for the iPod.
I saw something from Sony. Sony's got a couple of iPod Shuffle killers,
Creative's got one too.
Competitor to the iPod Mini.
Is it Napster that's doing 5 cents a song?
It might be.
Napster's doing a lot of stuff these days.
They are. Yeah.
Drew, are you there, Drew?
Where's our answer, man?
Drew, do you have the answer?
I'll try.
He's slow. I told him to get all amped up before the show. Tug on things?
All right. Anyway, have a cup of coffee, my man. All right. So basically, why don't we jump right into some of the topics we have in store today. And Dan was on. Drew, are you saying that Dan was with us too? Dan, the master Googler?
That is true.
Dan, are you there?
You like the echo?
That's very good, and it's fabulous. Dan, the master Googler, is here with us too, so we've got a crew of five, and we would also like to give our special thanks to Kim. Kim is in the booth right now. She is handling the phones and various things, and during the show, maybe if anybody wants to email us with a potential nickname for Kim, feel free. So it's
we don't
cool.
recommend doing that while you're driving, though.
I know. Last week, well, we usually have Yoko the Architect in the booth, but she is not with us this week, and we also last week had her assistant Igor. I'm just kidding. So we got to come up with a name for Kim, because we can't actually refer to her by her actual name any longer. Moving into what we were talking, Dewey, aka Drew, had a friend of his wanted to know how to transfer his music from tapes to CD and I guess other digital formats.
You've done a lot of that, haven't you? You and your song transferring.
Well, the funny thing is that up until today, I've been archiving this show using audio tape, regular old-fashioned audio tape, 120-minute tape, and just putting I have an old, shelf stereo system, real old piece of junk. I just have the microphone jack running to my sound card. And I use
the headphone
jack.
What did I say?
Microphone.
You're right.
Yeah, the other one.
The headphone jack. I don't even think it has a microphone jack.
You can use headphones as a microphone?
You can.
It's crazy.
You absolutely
can.
Plug it
in there, just talk into the earpiece.
But you have to figure out which one. I think it's mono.
It's insane.
I think it's mono. I think one.
It should be the
like
right one.
That's like 50s style tech right there. It's crazy how things work.
Yeah, that's definitely some like gorilla stuff right there. Basically, I just have a cord, 1/8 inch. Male to male cord, and I know that sounds. I really wish they would come up with a different set of nomenclature for that.
You
but
think
anyway,
the male female thing is bad. I mean, a lot of people problems with the master slave nomenclature.
Well, yeah, master slave nomenclature. I prefer female to female cords. I think those are the hottest cords. Right. But seriously, just have that sort of headphone cord on each end. And it goes right into my sound card, and I just use recording software to take the raw audio, and then I convert it to MP3 and post it.
I think you find a lot of people, that's the easiest way to do it.
And I think if you're using audio tape, you'll at the very least, you're going to have to do something like that. However, if you want to spend a little bit more money, if the quality of the audio is very important to you, and you have a good quality tape deck, you might want to go out and get one of those a Creative Audigy sound card that actually has left, right, RCA jacks, or maybe even possibly run your tape deck through a nice receiver tuner amp thing and have it go, you know, have it go optical. You know, SPDIF can go right into that. You can go optical digital. You can do a number of things. Regardless, you got to have a tape player. You got to plug it into your sound card, and then you got to use software to record the tracks. And then you take the tracks and you put them on a CD. Matt, what you're like dying to say?
I'm dying to get in here. Edgewise, we keep on talking about the software, but we got to tell people.
Yeah, well,
what
the hardware.
Software.
Yeah,
the hardware stuff is kind of, you know, stringing together some wires and your radio and your computer. That's
you
not
your
so bad.
Local shack
and your line
radio
in,
and you'll
you know,
figure it out.
Yeah, your line in. Jack, go ahead.
But there's programs like Roxio. It's
well,
a company, Roxio. I
sure,
guess,
Roxio. I guess you know used to be Adaptech, Easy CD Creator. Then mm-hmm. Roxio either bought the product or bought Adaptech or something like that. It then became Roxio Easy CD. Now it's Roxio Easy Media Creator 7.
Wow.
That's
a lot
the
of media
new
in the
name.
World,
that's a mouthful.
I mean, it does a lot of stuff. I mean, it burns CDs and all that kind of, and does like, you know, CD backups and all that kind of good stuff. But it also has a couple of utilities. One of the utilities is pretty old. I mean, I'm pretty sure that Easy CD Creator, as early as version 3 or 4, had a program designed to take recordings from records, LPs, and kind of filter out the pops and the clicks and all that kind of stuff and make a more clean sound. Although, you know, I got to tell you, I'm sure some people reject that just on principle that the pops and the clicks are essential to your enjoyment of the recording. But this software would do that. And then if I'm not mistaken, and I might be wrong about this, but I think that it would even detect breaks
yes,
automatically
yes,
and kind of bust it up into tracks mm-hmm. that way. And index, then it was very
yes,
easy to transfer to CD. So, I mean, you know, if you don't mind spending some money on some software.
Well, they're not expensive. I mean, you know, what, Roxio's, what, $30?
I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to take a
definitely
look.
Definitely one of those packages that's somewhere between $30 and $100, I'm
yeah.
sure.
And most computers nowadays that come with the CD burning drive will come with this software.
Well, yeah, but it's I suspect it's like one of these, you know, limited edition type of deals because it may not have all the tools. But if you go out and get...
But you need the basic
you know
tools
what?
And that's what's there.
I am... I must say that I'm pulling up Roxio's website right now and you can pre-order Easy Media Creator 7.5.
All right.
Pre-order.
So,
huh? You gotta wait.
Hey, you know...
How much?
My God. Will the wonders never cease? So yeah, I mean, you know, it's probably if you have an extensive tape collection and you can sort of amortize the cost... and it looks like it's might be about $70, something in that neighborhood. You might be able to find it cheaper on eBay or maybe last year's version or something like that. But you can sort of, if you can amortize the cost across a huge collection of tapes, then it's probably worth it. And it's a decent, you know, piece of software that, you know, is leading. I'm pretty sure it's the industry leader, that and Neuro.
Well, okay, so What format are you going to end up with after you deal with this? What do you think people are heading towards when they take their stuff off of?
Well, off okay, fair question, and I would assume that it's going to come in as a PCM wave file .wav, mm-hmm. and that's going to be huge. Okay, that's you know that's why you can only fit 80 minutes of music, 70-80 minutes of music.
74.
Well, I thought the 700.
Well, you can overburn to 80.
Okay, well, anyway, look, so you got like 70 minutes of music on one CD, and so you can tell that the files are pretty huge. So that's like 100 megs per song or something like, or, you know, 70, 80 megs per song, something like that. So those files are going to be big, so if you're gonna do CDs to play in a CD player, you're going to have to work in that regard. You're only going to get like 10, 12 songs on a CD. If you have something that plays MP3s, then, you know, naturally you can, or some other compression format, then you're going to be able to get a hell of a lot more songs on one disc. But other than that, the audio will come in initially as a WAV file ready for an audio CD.
Right. So yeah,
and
most of your packages that you got to play stuff will take a WAV and put it right on your CD for you.
That's absolutely correct. So as you can hear the music, so can I. We're going to be heading out to a break right now. We'll be back. Okay. I hope you enjoyed those commercials right there. We are back. There we had technical difficulties in the booth. It happens all the time. It's okay. Kim is wildly gesturing that it's not her fault. She had nothing to do with it.
Must be our fault. This is our new time slot.
She didn't.
Everybody.
Unbelievable. So you know, unfortunately, we are here in the booth. There's not a whole lot we can do about it. Oh, it crashed. The computer crashed. Can you believe it?
We can fix it.
I feel like Bill Gates at one of those technology conferences where he goes to demonstrate the brand new Microsoft technology and it blue screens on him. That's happened twice, I believe, twice.
We could have gotten away without telling people about it.
That's true. Radio does afford us that advantage. However, there's not a thing we can do about it. So we just got to keep talking, keep going. Drew and Dan, are you still there?
I think we lost them too.
Still out here.
Oh, they're still there. They're still there. There was a Drew, do you have any more latency on that?
Drew, do you have any more specifics on the audio question? Do you think we've addressed where your friend's looking for?
Yeah, I think you did because you talked about the software to suck the audio in and then also burn the CD, and I think that gets them into end.
All right, let's go really dorky there for a while then, too, because you made mention of some cool hardware out there, and there's some really, really cool software that's going to cost you a little bit more money.
Sure.
But for those audiophiles out there who may be listening, if you have a sweet audio setup and you want to get some of that sound onto your computer and into a more portable format, the Sound Blaster Audigy line has some incredible external devices with inputs for digital in, left, right, surround, 7.1 sound and everything like that. You can take your super cool CD collection or DVD sound or whatever, plug that all together, use your computer as a recording device.
A studio in a box.
You can get some really, really neat software like, what's that, SoundForge is one of them, or Audio Pro.
Actually, Adobe, I believe Adobe purchased Cool Edit Pro, whatever the company was that produced Cool Edit Pro, and it's now called Adobe Audition. However, I will say that if you go and buy the Roxio product, it has something similar to Adobe Audition, however, not anywhere near as powerful, but it does have the sort of, waveform viewer and cut and paste and all that
you
kind of stuff.
Fade out.
I'm sure you can do some effects too.
It's like the Canada of the audio world.
The what?
Similar but not as powerful.
Oh. Wow.
Anyway,
exactly.
So if you're
a pinko and you hate America, you'll go get Roxio. Is that what you're saying, Russ?
Something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
cool.
He came out with the Arabic stuff the other time, and
I thought we were going to talk about that.
Oh my God! No, don't mention that.
There's some really cool software out there. You can do some really, really cool things.
Yeah.
And plug all that high-end audio stuff in your computer, record it, and then let's put it on a small device. Put it on your Shuffle or your Sony music stick. I don't even know what it's going to be called.
That's part of the other thing. Like, what if you don't want to go to another portable media? What if you're ready to make the jump and live in the computer with your audio?
Yeah.
I mean,
you could do some fat stuff there.
Yeah, I mean, if you can get a machine set up, hooked into your stereo, and it doesn't go just one way, stereo to computer. Send it right back the other way.
That's true.
It's quite easy, and you want to come out of your waves and into MP3s or a number of other audio formats that are probably smaller and more fidelity.
Yeah, and no point in buying like a 100 CD disc changer anymore.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Plug your computer up there and you've got access to thousands of songs and run your playlist through, you're good to go. Talk about a great thing for a party.
Okay. Sweet. You guys have anything else to say? Because we do have a caller.
No, let's hit the caller.
Let's hear a caller. Carol, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, Carol.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm all right.
Well, you have a question for us about switching users?
What can we do you for?
We have a Microsoft Windows XP professional machine, and you have the option of going from your start menu and switching users without logging off.
Yes, I'm familiar with that, the fast user switching.
Right. And this is a wonderful feature so that when my husband's playing with all of his iTunes and MP3s, I can sneak in and check my email.
Sure. And you don't kill what he's working on because it keeps all the applications live.
Absolutely. Well, ours doesn't go.
What do you mean it doesn't go?
It doesn't go, and I have had the most brilliant software engineer in the whole wide world look at it.
Who might that be?
Pardon me?
Who might that be?
That'd be Dewey.
Oh.
Oh. He is brilliant.
He is brilliant, no doubt about it.
Nice.
And he couldn't make it work?
No, and when you go into the, you know, the control panels to make it go and you try to select that option, it will, you can select it and you do apply options and then you go back in and it's unselected again.
Really?
He hasn't been able to fix it, and it drives me up the wall because I want it.
Well, was it ever working correctly?
Yes.
And then it stopped.
And then Dewey broke it.
Well, I wouldn't go there.
We will. Okay, we have no problem going that far.
Do you remember when it stopped?
How long have we had this machine, Dewey?
Undo whatever you did right before that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know because I'm not the system administrator. I don't know what he was doing before that.
Gotcha. No, that's fine. We can puzzle around this a little bit.
Yeah. Do all the user accounts have administrative rights? Because maybe you can make the change and then it won't take because you're not an administrator. You are.
We had that discussion. I do have administrative rights.
Okay.
How about the domain? If you're on a domain, you can't do that stuff.
Are you on a domain with this computer?
Not that I'm aware of, but you'd have to ask Dewey.
This is a home PC?
Hey, yeah. Dewey.
Hey, Dewey, is this like your computer?
You know, I'm having trouble hearing the caller, but I believe the answer is yes.
Okay.
This is we're talking to Carol Dewey, and she says that fast user switching isn't working anymore on Windows XP. Does that sound familiar?
I don't remember it ever working.
Carol, you claim that it actually did work at one time?
Sure.
Oh,
it was marvelous.
Fight later.
Okay. We don't want to contribute to any domestic squabbles.
We don't want a domestic squabble, but I want it to go. And this isn't like his thing. He's a fancy software engineer. Nah.
The computer is not on a domain, though, to answer your question.
It is not on a domain.
Okay, it's not on a domain. So there's no policies in place to prevent that from working.
Could it be maybe something that SP2 did?
Yeah, did you install Service Pack 2, and did it ever work after that?
I think we did install Service Pack 2,
did we? 2, but I don't, like I said, it didn't work after that, and I don't think it worked before that either.
Well, now you guys can't even agree on whether or not it ever worked before. Now, she's claiming it definitely worked because you did it, right, Carol? I mean, you've done
it. Yeah, I did it. I thought this was the greatest thing in the world.
It is pretty great for home use.
Yeah.
I know for a fact that fast user switching will not work when a machine's on a domain. Not just for policy, but it just flat out won't work.
Yeah,
so that's something to check into. Are there other ways to apply policy without domains?
You can
around?
Access the local security policy editor.
Yeah.
Take
a look in there, Dewey.
We are probably going to have to research this one a little bit. It looks like we can actually take a break now. So why don't we cut into a break? And we will look at it, and just hang on the line, Carol, and we'll see if we can find something. And when we come back, we'll see what we've
got.
We'll
get you switching fast again.
All righty, and we're out.
I'm Dr. Holly Thacker, director of the Women's Health Center at the Cleveland Clinic. Have you ever wished there were a radio show just for women? Well, tune in to our new show on WERE 1300 AM called For Her. Every Monday morning from 9 to 9:30, we'll have Cleveland Clinic women's health experts, plus fitness gurus, theater and movie reviews, leisure time information, and more. And if there's something else you want to know about, just call the only local women's talk show in Cleveland and tell us your thoughts. Trust your female intuition. Listen to For Her.
WERE's Metro Traffic Report.
This traffic report brought to you by Advil. We are winding down very nicely. No accidents inside, just a broken down 480 West at I-77 South is blocking the left lane traffic back to Granger there. 77 Southbound also delays from I-90 to Wallings. We're still slow on I-90 West along the Intervale. It gets slow from Superior to West 14th. This traffic report is brought to you by Advil. With all the news about prescription pain relievers, you should ask your doctor about Advil. Neither Celebrex nor Vioxx has proven more effective on occasional tough pain than Advil. I'm Francine Kane. Have a good evening on AM 1300 WERE.
For WERE's Metro Traffic Updates, listen from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. WERE's Metro Traffic Reports.
Hi, I'm nobody in particular, and I'd like to ask you a question. Are you dissatisfied with your current IT service provider? And by that I mean, is your computer guy a jerk? Are you paying $100 an hour, $125 or more for IT service? In other words, is your computer guy ripping you off? Does your computer guy leave more problems than he fixes? Essentially, does he know what the heck he's doing? Call the Comm Group today and get the level of service you desire at the price you deserve, with in-home rates as low as $50 an hour and in-office rates as low as $75. That's K-O-M-M Group at 216-556-0141. That's 216-556-0141 or kommgroup.com. Don't be scared. Call the Comm Group.
When you went to Adams, you might have been called a spaz or a dork or a geek.
We know you're not on the phone with a girl, so call us instead at 216-578-1300. And now, back to Dial-A-Dork.
Okay, we're back, and we did a quick Google search, as quick as my dial-up will allow, and there are some possible things you could check.
There
seems to be something involved with memory. Like, apparently you need to have at least 120 megs free to actually do it. So if Dewey had a whole bunch of programs open, a whole bunch of stuff eating up a lot of memory.
If it's then, only a 128 meg machine.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much memory is on the machine, but if there wasn't enough memory left, it might not work. Sometimes systems that use shared video RAM, that can cause a problem, and you might, that may be the thing. And someone else mentioned here that it won't work in every situation. The welcome screen must be enabled, and says offline files must be disabled. Now, I don't know if that's authoritative or not, but when you turn on the computer, do you get the welcome screen?
Do I get the welcome screen?
I say the welcome screen is not the traditional Control-Alt-Delete login screen, but though it says welcome and it has the little avatar
little icons
symbols
for everybody, chessboards and frogs.
Yeah, we do get that, and you know, I just tried the switch user thing now, and there's nothing running.
Right.
So there shouldn't be, you know, like MP3 things and stuff sucking up memory.
So you're saying you don't, when you pull up the start menu, you don't even have the option to switch users? It just says log off?
No, if I, if I hit the start menu right now, it says, you know, you can do log off or turn off computer. So you hit log off, and you can choose switch user or log off.
Okay.
You can click on switch user, and then just, you know, the little window disappears, and you go back to whatever you were doing before.
So you're saying it doesn't actually return you to the welcome screen?
No.
It just
takes
ignores
you right back
your
to
selection.
Whatever you were doing.
Wow.
Like right now I happen to have Microsoft TechNet open, and so I chose that and it popped up the little thing. I clicked switch user and we went right back to Microsoft TechNet.
Well, I think that what might be happening is there's a word in the industry called hosed. And hosed. Not
is that
not
a
hoed,
Canadian
hosed,
industry,
you know, like like a garden hose or something.
Oh, hosed.
It's
okay.
Hosed. Basically, what that means is it's broke,
yeah,
so and we don't immediately know how to fix it.
Deep and dark is wrong in the Microsoft labyrinth there.
Now, this is definitely a Google-worthy topic, and I encourage all of our listeners to start Googling this furiously. I tried Googling the expression, fast user switching doesn't work, okay? And I did receive a number of results, but I really have time to check them all out. I beseech the Dial-A-Dork community, the great Cleveland Dork community, to research this problem and email us with a potential answer. And Carol, I ask you to listen, and hopefully we'll have something by the end of the show. You are free to email us, you know, offline. And
yeah, hopefully we'll can sort this out next week.
You know, because somebody might email me 2 days from now with the answer, and I'd sure like to be able to get the answer to you.
Well, you can certainly send it through Dewey, and I will go play with Google right now.
Okay, yeah. So
we don't like to talk to that guy.
Check it out and see what's out there. There may be a magic silver bullet out there. I wouldn't be surprised if there was just one setting. Oh, I saw something else. Is Citrix on the machine?
No.
Okay.
So
darn, because programs like Citrix and other things can actually alter a certain DLL that controls user authentication, or at least has something to do with it, and it can disable fast user switching as well. So
Okay, well,
there's a number of possible reasons why it's happening, and I think a little trial and error is in store, and that's not unusual at all. I hate to say it.
Well, what we clearly need now is a call we can nail out of the park. So if anybody out there.
So if anybody out there has a real softball question for
us. Yeah.
No, Carol, seriously, that was a very, very excellent question. And as soon as we get the answer, we will contact you.
All right, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, my God. You know, we have got to start screening these calls like an hour before the show. That was absolutely horrible.
Well, we're not going to screen you. Give us a call here. We're Dial-A-Dorks. We're here to take some computer questions and concerns.
That's true. Give us a call, 216-578-1300, or email us at dorks@dialadork.com. That's hyphenated, dial-a-dork.com, and we will struggle with your question and have nothing for you, and it's going to be exciting. And let me do a little housekeeping while we have a moment here to collect ourselves. We just want to remind you that tonight's episode of Dial-A-Dork is brought to you by Nauticon. And Nauticon is essentially your catch-all geek conference coming to Cleveland. It's going to be awesome. April 8th through the 10th at the Holiday Inn, downtown Lakeside. And it's the second iteration of a yearly technology, arts, and music event held in this town, Cleveland, Ohio. And this year's focus is on how technology and community intermingle. So go to nauticon.org, N-O-T-A-C-O-N, nauticon.org, and check it out. And we are going to be there on the 8th, Friday night, doing a special episode of the show. Should be sweet. And we also want to thank VisionNet, our preferred ISP, and they provide network consulting, website development, web hosting, internet connectivity, and VoIP. And so for all your technological needs, contact VisionNet 1-800-645-9351. That's 1-800-645-9351. So if you guys look, excuse me, I'm going to go cry for a minute because we totally dropped the ball on that one. But what are we going to talk about now?
We took some good cuts, well, I think.
I think we did have a couple of hacks at it.
They got a real problem there.
I mean, I don't know. That kind of stuff is unbelievably frustrating. Windows has a nasty habit of suddenly not cooperating at all.
You know, a million things are really easy to do. And then the one thing that when people complain about the Microsoft, it's that when it doesn't quite work, what do? You got to really dig in, and it gets crazy.
Yeah, and you know, I've found that many times there is one setting. Maybe it's a registry entry. Maybe it's a little utility, little known about utility, or sometimes you have to re-register a DLL or something like that with the system to get stuff to work. All of a sudden, stuff just won't work. Some program you installed or some update broke it, and you just have to kind of re-register the thing. And that's what's so great about Google is somebody out there, you hope, has had the same problem as you, and they figured it out, and the solution is there.
Well, let's not belabor the point anymore.
All right,
we'll solve the problem. We'll figure it out.
We will.
We just can't do it right now.
I agree.
This is the way it's done.
I agree.
But speaking of community things, Nauticon's going to be really awesome, but there's another cool thing, recycling computer hardware, that's happening, what is it, next month or the month after?
May 14th at the Berea Fairgrounds from 9 to 2.
I think that's certainly worthy of mentioning on the air there.
Yeah, recycle your old computer hardware. You can bring the CPUs, the monitors, printers. I even think they're taking old cell phones.
Now that's a new one.
Yeah, so I think that if you have an old computer, they're not going to put it in the garbage, okay? Don't misunderstand. They're going to recycle these machines. They have a contractor. The contractor fixes them, and they distribute them to low-income families, underprivileged families, schools that desperately need more
computers.
And when
they can't fix them,
citizens.
I imagine they take care of them properly, because you just putting that stuff in the trash is really not good for our landfills.
All right.
Lead and monitors and crap.
The phone lines are blowing up. The phone lines are blowing up. We got Karen. Karen is on the line. Karen, are you there? Karen?
Yeah, Matt.
No, Karen wants to talk to Matt.
Yeah, you be quieter. Matt is her favorite dork.
I will shut up now. Matt, go. Talk to Karen.
Hey, Karen.
Matt, how you doing, babe?
I'm all right. What are you up to?
I wanted to thank you so much for Sunday night. You were incredible and really got my hard drive running fast.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know us dorks. We think about sex about worrying every 3 seconds instead of sports once every 3 seconds, so it's all good.
Yeah, but really it helped out a lot. I felt so much more relaxed after your help with my hard drive. But Tuesday night you stood me up when I really needed help.
Yeah, Matt, what's up with that?
Wow, I got nothing.
You know, Karen, not to lay the block down here, but there are other dorks available. If Matt isn't answering his cell phone, you know.
Are you talking about hard drive swapping here or what?
Hard drive swapping. Very nice. Very nice.
That's
indeed.
Good.
So, well, thanks a lot, Matt. It actually is working really well now. So thanks
sweet.
For all your help.
I was
help.
Hoping that was the case. You're welcome.
Thanks a lot.
Anything
all
else?
Right. Have a good night.
All right. Cool, Karen. Thanks. Wow.
Man, I'm all sweaty and hot over here.
I think why don't you have a sip of water while we talk to our next caller. And I don't want to assume anything, but I'm just guessing that our next caller, Don, is not going to be quite as hot. Is Don? Are you there? Don, or did he hang up? Did Don hang up?
I heard a click.
Okay, we might
you
have
put the man down. He might have been really smoking.
Okay. Oh, you know what? I know there is a Don actually in the control room right now, and
that could be him.
He has a key to the studio. So,
I don't know about smoking.
So he's
though.
In there, but Kim posted something on the window. It says Don was curious about upgrading Windows 98, and I will say this: that
do it as quick as possible.
Well, that's true. One of the things about Windows XP that I've been extremely pleased with is it does a phenomenal job of upgrading from the older operating systems, especially 98 and ME and so forth. It just does a fantastic job.
Have you seen the profile mover? Have you done that?
The user settings
user
mover?
User settings
and like
profile.
That? Yes.
It's brilliant.
Yes, I mean, that's right. It works.
Yeah, I got to say, like in the 98 days, moving from 95 to 98, touchy thing. Something you want to stay clear of and try not to do, and it was a scary upgrade. It didn't always work. Your system wasn't stable. But they knew that was a problem. They cleaned it out. And if you can get off 98 and onto XP Pro, I might add, go ahead and do it.
Yeah, and like I said, the Windows XP, the best thing to do is boot up into your Windows 98 system and auto-run the Windows XP CD, and it gives you the opportunity right there to upgrade, and it basically takes it from there. And it does a fantastic job. Oh, Don is back. Don is back. Don, are you there?
Hear me all right?
Don, are you there?
Yeah, I'm on a cellular. We keep getting dropped.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead and ask your question make it snappy.
Yeah, the question is, I'm locked into a Windows 98 system in the office for a variety of reasons. I'm on Windows 98 first edition on half the computers. I want to upgrade those to the Windows 98 second edition without destroying all the applications and stuff. Can I use a standard Windows 98 second edition CD to do that upgrade without messing stuff up?
Absolutely. In fact, this is something that I went through. I guess as a dork, I'm probably late getting into the Windows XP game, but for a long time, Windows 98 was the best platform for gaming around. Microsoft publishes a Windows 98 second edition upgrade CD. I have never had a problem using that media to run an upgrade. I never had a problem with my applications afterwards. Everything was went flawlessly.
In fact, reinstalling Windows 98 was a common practice in the support industry because it just kind of did such a nice job of sort of restoring system files, kind of restoring order.
Can you
even buy that CD anymore?
I don't know, but
I don't think so. I've tried to find it, and I can't seem to find it anywhere. I do have one that's not called Upgrade. It's just called the Windows 98 Second Edition CD.
Well, I think that'll work just as well.
Yeah,
they actually have both Upgrade and Install right there.
And you could always try eBay, and you could always try like the Cleveland Free Cycle or Plugged in Cleveland or something like that.
Well, let's keep them with this CD now. That one will work.
Yeah, that one should do the trick.
And I think Don brings up an interesting point. I mentioned get on to XP as quick as you can, but your applications will no longer. I mean, your 98 applications.
Some of them still work, but it tends to give you a warning if it's got a known issue. But
absolutely.
Go ahead and use that CD, Don. That should work.
I appreciate it, and thanks for not razzing me for sticking with 98.
Oh, no. We won't razz you at all. I understand it. Actually,
we are cheap, too.
If you're using an older machine, 98 is a brilliant option because it runs so darn fast, and it takes up so little space on the hard drive. I mean, for what it was,
it was pretty good. We complained it took up too much memory.
Right. When you were sitting there with a 800 meg hard drive and you were
megs of memory,
a quarter of it went to Windows. You know, what are you gonna... All right. Well,
okay,
look,
thanks a lot.
You bet. Thanks for calling. And we're going to head – Evan, if you're listening, we'll get to you right after this break. So we're heading into a break right now, and we'll be back in a couple minutes. Evan, stay on the line.
Hey, listen up, everybody. This is Steve Harvey. You know, since I started talking about TracFone, people have been coming up to me on the streets telling me how much money they've saved by switching to TracFone prepaid wireless. One lady even told me that TracFone helped bring her sky-high wireless bills back down to earth. Now, any wireless company that can do that is all right in my book. See, my advice to everyone out there in radio land is never, ever, ever sign a wireless contract. Get yourself a TracFone prepaid wireless phone. Now, what is TracFone? See, TracFone is affordable prepaid wireless with no contracts, no credit checks, no hidden taxes or fees, and no monthly bills ever. A brand new TracFone is only $44.99 at Kmart, or buy one right now online at TracFone.com. That's TracFone.com. And dig this. You even get a slick Nokia phone and not some no-name cell. So this is Steve Harvey reminding you to get a grip on your out-of-control cellular bills with TracFone Wireless, where you control your cost.
Hi, I'm nobody in particular, and I'd like to ask you a question. Are you dissatisfied with your current IT service provider? And by that I mean, is your computer guy a jerk? Are you paying $100 an hour, $125 or more for IT service? In other words, is your computer guy ripping you off? Does your computer guy leave more problems than he fixes? Essentially, does he know what the heck he's doing? Call the Comm Group today and get the level of service you desire at the price you deserve, with in-home rates as low as $50 an hour and in-office rates as low as $75. That's K-O-M-M Group at 216-556-0141. That's 216-556-0141 or kommgroup.com. Don't be scared. Call the Comm Group.
Hi, Ed Flash Ferentz here with another reason to tune into America's Workforce each weekday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. You've got to check out the caliber of our guests.
Tommy Buffenbarger, the International Association of Machinists.
Pension plans are under attack by corporate America today. The judges that are supposed to protect the American people are acquiescing to the corporations that want to steal pension plans and take them away. That's happening every day. And so the President of the United States, who's supposed to protect America, keep us free and safe, has now joined forces to go after the one thing he can influence, and that is something as sacred as Social Security.
We bring them live and let them tell it like it is. Not 20-second sound bites. It's real radio. Radio for working people. It's America's Workforce, Monday through Friday, when 7 to 8 a.m. is Labor Radio, 1300 WERE.
Why do you think you're a dork? I don't think you're a dork.
We know you're not on the phone with a girl, so call us instead at 216-578-1300. And now, back to Dial a Dork.
Yeah, give us a call, 216-578-1300. Or if you're shy, you can email us at dorks@dialadork.com, dial-a-dork.com. And hopefully Evan is still with us. Evan, are you there? Evan.
What's up, man?
Evan, my man, how are you?
Long-time listener, first-time caller. Love your show.
Ding, 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 ding.
Wow, someone who followed us on Thursday.
Absolutely.
All right, so you obviously got the announcement email. Awesome. Now, tell me, Evan, you have a question concerning wireless networking.
I do. Okay. So here's my question.
Lay it on us.
Recently, I got a Belkin wireless router.
Okay.
And a Belkin card as well to go in a laptop. Now, the thing works real well if I'm within, say, 10 feet, if the two devices are within 10 feet of each other, and if they have line of sight. But if you put, say, a couch or a chair in between the two items, the signal drops drastically.
Really?
When you say drops drastically, does it still work?
It still works, but the little Belkin indicator that, you know, sort of tells you how happy the thing is, if it's close, it's green, and it says, you know, signal is good, it's at 54 whatever, kilobits.
So it's an 802.11g.
Oh, you're on G. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you might have been infrared or something.
I was thinking Bluetooth terrible. For a second.
No.
You'd think that.
What does it drop down to, yellow or red behind the couch?
Yeah, so it drops down to yellow.
Okay.
And
wait a minute. What's he doing behind the couch with the laptop?
Well, you know what? Don't ask him what he's doing behind a couch with his laptop. Okay? That's personal. The thing is, what I want to know is your couch made of lead?
Yes, I have one of those newfangled
I'm
lead.
I'm not helping you move.
Did you get your couch from like a dentist office that closed or something like that? No. All right. Here's the thing. Do you live in a house or apartment?
I live in New York City in an apartment.
I bet the building's pretty old.
The building is 100 years old.
Well, see, the thing is that the older the building, the more brick and plaster and lead-based paint
and
things like that.
Which is often chicken wire. I'm not even joking.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, a lot of things can really screw up the signal from room to room in much older structures. Thick materials, lead-based materials.
But he's not talking room to room, right?
The router's in one room and the car is in another. But there's a hallway in between them. It's close to having line of sight, even when the
line of sight should not even be a factor. I mean, this is RF. This should go through walls, et cetera, et cetera. It's not. In fact, that's how it's designed. However, what you may need to do, you may have no choice right now. You may have to go get a signal booster, and they actually make units that kind of sit between the router and the wireless card, and they just crank up the signal a few. What's the units? DBs or something like that? I mean, they just
up the gain.
It just cranked. Yeah, it just ups the what?
The gain, man.
What's the gain? I don't
you
know.
Need to take
I'm not
more,
a. I didn't have a CB
more
radio
EE
or something.
In school. Come on.
All right. Anyway, look, Evan. They have these devices, and I'm told that they work. But also, one other thing is that I'm told that G, the 54 G is much touchier. The range is less. It's much more susceptible to. These kind of conditions, and you might want to crank the router down to B.
And the other thing might be, if you're running it, five, that's not so bad.
Well,
but
it's gonna
compared to the 54, you might have a red or yellow signal showing.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you're not transferring files, you won't even notice because 5 megabits per second is going to outpace your internet connection anyway.
Right.
So, right. But the thing is, most of those routers have the option of going either G, B, and G. Or B only. If you can crank it down to B only, then your card, the cards also do B and G. So B is more stable, does a little bit better job going through walls and ceilings and floors and all that kind of thing. So you might consider trying that. And then, of course, you can also change channels. All those things have channels, and maybe one channel is being hit
by an apartment building sharing.
Yeah, who knows how many other routers are around, cell phones, microwaves.
Mm-hmm. I've also heard that 54G G routers often, if there's somebody running B on that same access point, it'll go to B speeds, even for people with G cards.
Okay.
Which means if you got a neighbor who's, you're not locked down, they could be slowing you down too.
Hmm. Yeah. So Evan, I would try changing the channel. I would try downgrading to B. And that's kind of what I'm thinking right now. And and maybe you just need to locate the access point, the router, in a different place. I mean, if you can run a little bit of a network cord, around the corner and put that thing in the hallway, maybe you'll do better. What do you think about all that?
Okay, I'll try them.
All right, by the way, anyone tell you you got a hell of a voice there.
I got a face for radio. That's
all right, well, call back anytime.
Okay, thanks.
All right,
fella.
Take care.
Take care now.
Bye.
Thanks.
Let's add one more thing to that.
Go
too.
Ahead.
Talking about wireless once again, always make sure you locked your router down. You're filtering on Mac. Yeah. Let's just bump it up to
WPA.
Put on the wireless condom and go.
Man, you are all about sex.
I tell you, man. Ever since Karen called, had one thing on your mind, buddy.
Well, we got another one here.
We are almost out of time, but I think we have time for one more call that we can totally screw up. How about Paul? Paul, are you there, Paul? Paul.
There.
Paul.
Matt.
Yes.
Ain't nobody want to talk
Matt,
to you.
Matt, what happened Wednesday night?
I know. I mean, I can't top, Karen, but, you touched both my hard drives a couple weekends ago, and they still work. Of course, the floppy drive grinds a little bit, though.
Well, real men don't have floppy drives, I'm told. Floppy disks.
I got
floppy
one.
Disks.
So, hey, my question is, you helped me put in a computer, and I've now got a 64-bit processor.
Yes, he does.
And how many programs are out there for a 64-bit processor.
That's a lot of bits, man.
It's a ton of bits, and you ought to see Paul's setup. It's sweet. Put
it
together for real cheap.
Oh, it plays Solitaire faster than you believe.
For 64-bit software, really, there's not a lot of it out there right now. I think maybe some of the larger image editing programs like Adobe Photoshop is 64-bit enabled right now.
Well, is this an Itanium that he's got, or is
no,
this
it's
the
an,
AMD?
It's an Athlon 64.
A 939.
I mean, I think Intel's dropping the 64-bit architecture altogether, aren't they?
They might be.
I give them Paul bad news.
So, I mean, he's got the Windows 4 64-bit, the server.
No, he's running XP Home.
I thought that, you know, a long time ago, these computers came out with 16 bits and they went to 32, and I thought 64 would be the next logical step up.
You're right.
It is.
The problem is that you need software to actually take advantage of the 64-bit architecture. Oh, wait, let me hang on one second. Drew Dewey, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Do you have something? Can you explain what the 64-bit... What do they mean by that?
The 64-bit refers to the processors, how many bits the processor uses to represent numbers. And this can imply things like how much memory it can use and, the size of operations it can do all at once. And so, you know, a 64-bit operation can be faster than a 32-bit one. So that's what it is for, like, the hardware level. There's incompatibilities because, 32-bit processors have a different instruction set from 64-bit processors.
Okay, so and that's why, like, say, Windows XP, which is 32-bit, came with a 16-bit compatibility mode so that you could run your old 16-bit programs. I'm almost positive there's a Windows XP out there for 64-bit machines. Now, it might be a version of Server 2003. Dan, do you have any idea about that?
It's actually Windows XP Professional X64.
So there
but
you go.
But it's not out yet.
But it's not
it's
out
not
yet.
Out yet. Yeah. Do you know when it's coming out by any chance?
I want to say this summer, but don't quote me on that.
Yeah, you never know.
Well, it's too late. You just said it over the radio.
Well,
you just quoted yourself.
Ahead of the,
ahead
of the hardware curve on this one.
Yeah,
I just got an update from Carol, and she fixed her own problem. It's quite impressive. If anyone out there is having fast user switching problems, check into your terminal services. It needs to be activated from your services panel.
Really?
Unbelievable.
Okay, well there it is.
Mrs. Dewey is rocking.
Awesome and great. And you know that's a heartwarming tale.
That's our teach a man to fish kind of theory, right?
Absolutely. So, Paul, are you still with us?
Oh yeah, I've been trying to listen, but you guys are fading in and out.
Oh, okay, sorry. Here's the thing: you have your 64-bit processor, and that's all well and good, but it requires software to take advantage of its advanced architecture. So, what you need to do is keep your eyes and ears open for when the Windows XP 64-bit edition is going to be released. Matt, can you speak to possibly if there's a Linux distro or something that's able to take advantage of it?
Oh, well, there's tons of those, but to get back to the original question, there's not a lot of software now. It's coming out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
like I said, he's ahead of the curve on this one.
Why would anyone release software that, I mean, can you run 64-bit software on a 32-bit operating system? With a 64-bit processor?
No, without a lot of shims in between.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I mean, Paul, you're way ahead of the curve. Hang tight. And
we'll catch up to you.
Enjoy your good performance, and eventually the software world will catch up to you, exactly.
Okay, I mean, it sounds good
in
all
April,
that.
Actually, guys.
April.
All right.
So April, hopefully, you'll have your OS, and then I'm sure you'll see a deluge of software applications that are fully compatible with the 64-bit architecture, and you'll be able to. I have no idea what you have in mind.
Okay.
It's gonna happen quickly.
Hey, one more question, real quick.
Very fast.
Because Matt's there, and he seems to know a lot of stuff, and he's been helping people out. Is he like the king dork or the head dork? I mean, what would be the title, or is it like Dork Almighty?
Well, he is dork. He is Dork Almighty. All right, that's
and
his
tell
new-
him that just because he's with you guys on the radio, he's missing his rowing workout, and he needs to come down and get hot and sweaty with us.
All right, that's it. We are off the air in 10 seconds. So, Paul, we will let him know Matt is now officially Dork Almighty, and this was Dial a Dork. Join us on Monday from 9 to 10 on this very station, 1300 WERE.
All those pimps together, it was live.